Many New Yorkers are intently watching the rapid political changes convulsing Ukraine. WNYC's Ilya Meretz reports a decades-old community of exiles and expats feel a powerful connection to the mother country, and they're not the only ones.
There's now a shrine on 2nd Avenue with candles, bouquets, and pictures of those killed on the streets of Kiev. Chris Warwick stops by to pay her respects.
I've been doing the flowers. Yesterday I brought a few, and then I see that there's a lot today, so I'll just keep coming by, and when they need more, I'll bring them.
With all the sushi restaurants and gelato bars, it's easy to forget that this part of the East Village used to be Little Ukraine. But after more than a half century, Veselka Restaurant is still here, and so is Baczynski Meat Market, where fat red sausages hang in the window. The generation that built Little Ukraine fled Soviet oppression after World War II. They raised their children on a diet of pierogies, folk dances, and language lessons on the weekends. And it's not just Ukrainian-Americans who are flocking to the shrine. Iwitz Rolix, a native of Trinidad, pulls up in a white van.
We have a lot of friends and people come to church from Ukraine.
He's looking for someone who can tell him how his church could send money to help a young volunteer nurse who'd been shot in the neck in Kiev. He saw it on TV. Rolix says he's employed lots of Ukrainians and considers them very dear friends.
And Igor worked for me at my bakery. And Oksana, also from the Ukraine, worked with me at the bakery. And they went back home. And they heard from Oksana. They kidnapped him. They took him away.
Rolix believes Igor was thrown in jail because he joined the protests. And he's praying to hear from Igor soon. Around here, it's a given that if you care about Ukraine at all, you want the country to emerge as a Western-oriented democracy. One Ukrainian woman, pushing a stroller, quietly disagrees. Back home, we were always poor, she says. Ukraine should make a stronger alliance with Russia, not Europe. The woman takes a photo of the shrine to send to my friends at home, she says, so they know what people here think. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.